safety sub to
I've not
Form based, I'm sure.
I believe she's Portland based, but we looked at
the House Committee on Revenue for Thursday, June 25th, 2009 will come to order. Colleagues, I am informed that this is the 99th meeting of this committee this session. If we could figure out a way, we could get it to an even 100, but I haven't managed to figure that out yet.
Please, no.
If we do manage it, we will be meeting at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday. And with that, we'll open the work session on Senate Bill 621. I'd like to hear from Mr. Porter. And if you'd introduce yourself for the record, please.
Thank you, Chair Barnhart, members of the committee. My name is Vince Porter. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon Film and Video Office.
Thank you. The reason I asked you to come forward is that there's been some criticism recently of the way the credit side of this bill is managed.
Right.
It's my understanding that the office is reviewing that policy, and I wonder what you can tell us about that.
Well, Chair Barnhart, when the program was devised in 2003, I think everyone made a determination that an appropriate legislative percentage discount on this program was at 10%. And I think that reflected the times of the economy back then, and it has remained at that point. In reviewing the rules, we can take a look at that percentage and adjust it as it reflects to the economy, and I think that's absolutely the appropriate thing to do moving forward, and we plan to do that.
And your office has the authority now to offer a lower discount rate?
Yes.
Or otherwise amend the process so that you end up with a lower discount rate?
I believe so. And I think, Chair Barnhart, I believe our main objective, I've only been in office in this position since September, but I think our main objective above and beyond everything is that it raises the revenue that appropriately brings the projects that we all are seeing that are making the investments here in Oregon.
Thank you.
I think it's appropriate.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Porter? Thank you. We really very much appreciate your testimony.
Okay.
And Chris, do you want to tell us what we're doing, what this bill is about, and then I'll ask Representative Bailey.
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. What 621 does is increases the annual cap of the credit for contributions to the Oregon Production Investment Fund from $5 million to $7.5 million. It also clarifies some of the definitions of expenses eligible for reimbursement, but the primary policy in the bill is increasing that limit. So over biennium, the $10 million limit would be increased to $15 million. So in your packet, there is a revenue impact statement that reflects essentially the $5 million revenue impact. I have a $4.7 million revenue impact for 2009-11 based on the 2007 experience, just that first year when the limit is increased. Not every dollar of that credit was claimed, as I saw in reviewing the 2007 tax returns. So that's the direct impact. I would also direct your attention to under the impact explanation, the second paragraph refers to a 2008 Echo Northwest study that examined the economic impact of the film and video industry within Oregon, and they looked at all of the indirect effects. And kind of in summary there, one of the highlights from that is that they estimated that the industry has an income multiplier of just over 2 and a jobs multiplier of just over 2, so basically incorporating all of those indirect effects would mitigate some of that revenue impact. But again, the revenue impact statement, like all of our revenue impact statements, are the direct effects.
And by the direct effects, you mean the reduction in our revenue directly related to the sale of the credits?
Correct, Mr.
Themselves.
Chair.
There's no reference in here for the increased revenue that comes from increased economic activity as a result of the film and video business.
That's correct. This is essentially what we'll see on the tax returns. When we total up the tax returns, we'll expect to see an additional $5 million in credits for 2 years.
Right. But you've left out, I think you've told us that you haven't considered the effect of increased work in the film and video business, which also generates taxable income and money in the tax return. That money you haven't considered.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Not in that.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions for Chris?
did you open a work session? I'm sorry. I missed it if you did.
We opened a work session.
Thank you.
Yeah. Representative Bailey?
Mr. Chair, before I make a motion, out of an abundance of caution, I should remind the committee that I, in my other life, am employed by Echo Northwest, but I did not have any involvement in the study that was involved in this.
We'll note that as a potential conflict of interest for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
And, Mr. Chair, with that, I would move Senate Bill 621 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bailey moves Senate Bill 621 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair, I interesting, in the last couple of weeks of session here, I've received more positive emails on this bill than any other bill, once again, all of which are positive. I wholeheartedly support this bill. It's great for Oregon. It's led to demonstrable Oregon successes, and one need only take their two children to have seen the movie Coraline to realize what a great thing this thing has been and will continue to be. So I'll be an enthusiastic yes.
Thank you, Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I echo what Representative Bruin has said, and I would like to add that I believe that this is more than just jobs, although it is jobs, but it's also tourism plus. I believe that we get a lot of tourists based on the fact that they saw Oregon in the movies.
That'll
be a yes.
Other discussion? You actually stole my thunder, because I was going to note that there are still people who come to Eugene 30 years or so after the filming of Animal House, just to see the fraternity house where it was.
They tore down 25 years ago.
So we don't tell them anything about changes in Eugene since that time. They come anyway.
Mr. Chair, that is Eugene's sacred ground.
I don't think that requires additional comment.
Representative Gelser has no comment to make.
Okay, so therefore Representative Gelser is not recognized for comment. Anything else today? Is there any objection to the motion? Motion carries. I will carry the bill. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 621. Colleagues, before we go, I simply want to say on the record how pleased I have been to work with you all this session. It has been a wonderful experience, both a learning experience, and I think that we have worked together very well. We don't agree on everything. We certainly don't agree on every policy. But I can honestly say that everybody on this committee has contributed in important ways to the legislation that we've passed, and I want to thank you for that very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, and I'd like to tag on to that. It's been a pleasure, and also the staff has been stellar.
Excellent.
And if
Absolutely.
You haven't checked your emails yet, check for Mazin's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I will do that. I haven't looked at it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
For the record, Mr. Chair, you can tell Mazin comes from other places. He has transposed August and July in the order of the dates.
Thank you. And we're due on the floor. With that, the committee is adjourned.